translation. Maitreya Muni was greatly attached to the Lord, to him, the Lord, and he was listening to him in a pleasing attitude, with his shoulder lowered, with a smile and a particular glance upon me. Having allowed me to rest, the Lord spoke as follows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although both Uddhava and Maitreya were great souls, the Lord's attention was more on Uddhava because he was a spotless, pure devotee. A Jnana Bhakta, or one whose devotion is mixed with monistic viewpoint, is not a pure devotee. Although Maitreya was a devotee, his devotion was mixed. The Lord reciprocates with his devotees on the basis of transcendental love and not on the basis of philosophical knowledge or fruitive activities. In the transcendental loving service of the Lord, there is no place for monistic knowledge or fruitive activities. The gopis in Vrindavan were neither highly learned scholars nor mystic yogis. They had spontaneous love for the Lord, and thus he became their heart and soul, and the gopis also became the heart and soul of the Lord. Lord Caitanya approved of this, of the relationship of the gopis with the Lord as supreme. Herein, the Lord's attitude towards Uddhava was more intimate than with Maitreya Muni. Om Jnanaslakaya Tasumina Tasmai Sri Guru Namaha. Okay. So from that purport, where's it now? 410, wasn't it? Yeah. From this purport, we can understand that Uddhava was more advanced than Maitreya Rishi. In the beginning, Uddhava, he was a Jnana Bhakta because he was a disciple of Vraspati. But when Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan with the letters for all the residents of Vrindavan, he got purified of that monistic knowledge. Krishna was in Dwarka. In his sleep, he was chanting a name, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And his queens were said, who's this? Who's this Radhe? Who's this Radhe? So then, because Krishna was feeling separation in Dwarka from Vrindavan, especially Radharani. So there's two reasons there's two reasons for these friendly pastimes. There's the external reason and the internal reason. The external reason is that Krishna sent with the letters. Our acharyas describe there was thousands of letters that Uddhava carried, but it wasn't written. It was spoken. And he spoke to every one of the the residents of Vrindavan. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all the individuals. And when he came eventually to Radharani, she was lying on a bed, and her bed was exploding due to her bodily heat. The heat of separation was making her body, her bed, explode. And you can understand, this is the personality that Krishna is talking about. So therefore, afterwards, he took a vow that he prayed that I be a blade of grass in Vrindavan, and that the lotus feet of Radharani and the gopis can walk over me. So, as it says here, the Lord reciprocates with his devotees on the basis of transcendental love. So this is our goal. It's not learning philosophy, even though the philosophy is there, but the goal is to love Krishna. This is the goal. Love for Krishna, this is the goal. Philosophy is there, or as I was hearing last night, tattva. So it's like transcendental love is based on relationships between. Love is based on two parties. And so we have in our, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in his book Jiva Dharma, there are three fundamental tattvas we have to understand. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Parojana. Sambandha means relationship between the bonded soul, conditioned soul, and Krishna. Abhideya means bhakti, or I've heard the other day, service related to that relationship. And the Parojana is the supreme goal, the prime necessity. And later, in Jiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains a small section of Jiva Dharma is called Das Mula Tattva, where he's explaining the Sambandha, the Abhideya and Parojana in ten tattvas. That's why. So the first one is the pranam, the pranams first. Then from second verse to second to seven is just is speaking on Sambandha Tattva. Eight and nine is the Abhideya, and 10 is the Parojana. So the loving relationship, so we know that, we were hearing yesterday from Ms. Kinchana, that Radharani was suffering in Vipalamba. Now this Vipalamba and this Sambhoga, which is union. So this Vipalamba, or separation, is necessary to fulfill the to fulfill the union. So the other day somebody sent me a little on my phone, a little one Purana. It's called the Radha Brahmananda Purana, and it describes one time Radharani was feeling separation from Krishna, so much deep separation, and suddenly from her lotus mouth came Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So then Krishna, he heard this from Radharani's lotus mouth. And then he thought, wow, this mantra is, because one of Radharani's qualities that she is very merciful. That's one of her qualities. Now this mantra she has given should be given to the conditioned soul in the material world. So then Krishna approached Radharani and said, I have this desire to go to the material world and give this mantra out. And I will roll in the dirt of the earth, in the dirt of the earth. And Radharani says, no, you can't do that. I will cover you with my bodily luster. I will personally cover you in my bodily luster. And at the same time, you can take my spiritual emotions. So then sometime later, we know, Mahaprabhu appeared with the complexion and the mood of Srimati Radharani, covering Krishna's body, covering Krishna's color. And it is interesting that even though when Lord Chaitanya appeared in the mood, in one body, he's mainly Radharani, covered, he's mainly Radharani, covering Krishna. But in Gaura Leela, it is Radharani came separately, manifested separately to, manifested separately as Gada Pandit. So some people may ask, why is Lord Chaitanya, who's in Radharani and Krishna, why is Radharani come separate? She came to she came to take part and witness and to also to fulfill her desire and Krishna's desire. So from this we can understand that Radharani is the source of the Maha Mantra. And Radha is... Oh, Because Radha and Krishna, because it says here, Radha Krishna Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shaktiman, Dayuv Astu Beda Nahu Sastra Pranam, Radha Krishna Atje Sada Aka Asarupa, Lila Vasavata Rupa. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of the full power. The two are not different, as evident by the revealed scriptures. Thus Radha and Lord Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes, assuming the mood of Radharani and complexion of Radharani. Krishna appeared as she Krishna Chaitanya Gosai. Is Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, the embodiment of rasas and amorous love personified. So then also what I'm going to read now is from two excerpts from two lectures. The first one is by Bhaktisiddhanta Swati Thakur, an excerpt in 1931. Let that personification of the supreme magnanimity, Srimati Radharani, who is always eager to collect the mercy of the Supreme Lord on behalf of all living entities, appear in our hearts and make her presence known without submission to one whom Govinda considers to be everything to him. Savasava. We do not realize the meaning of the word Sava, Govinda, Savasya. Sava means one, own, and Sva means wealth. I have the one who is Govinda, who is Govinda's own wealth, the one who makes him wealthy, that wealth that everything to Govinda. If she becomes the object of our worship, then we will understand what worship is. If after reading the 18,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we do not come to know about her, then our reading will be in vain. If by some unknown sukriti we get the association of those who are close to Sri Vishwabhanu Nandini Srimati Radharani, if we are fortunate enough to hear about her, then we get some inspiration to proceed towards our supreme perfection, beneficial goal. She is everything to the son of Nanda, who is the reservoir of all pleasure, all ecstasy, and we never attain devotional service to Govinda without serving her and her servitors. So this is, next one is Srila Prabhupada. So it must be Bury Place, London, 1969. We pray to Radharani because she is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Krishna means all attractive, but Radharani is so great that she attracts Krishna. Krishna is all attractive, and she is the attractor of Krishna. So what is the position of Srimati Radharani? We should try to understand this on this day and offer our obeisances to Radharani. Tapakanjarangi Garangi Radhe Vishabhanu Vanuri Vishabhanu Sutu Devi Pranam Hari Priye. I offer my respectful obeisances to Radharani, and whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, and who is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Vishabhanu. You are very, very dear to Lord Krishna. Our business is Radharani. I'm going to repeat this word. Our business is Radharani. You are so dear to Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Radharani is Hari Priya, very dear to Krishna. So if we approach Krishna through Radharani, through the mercy of Radharani, then it becomes very easy. Very easy. If Radharani recommends this devotee, then Krishna automatically accepts, however a fool I may be, because you are being recommended by Radharani, Krishna accepts. Therefore, Vrindavan, you'll find that all the devotees, they're chanting Radharani's name more than Krishna's. Wherever you go, you will find the devotees are addressing each other, Jai Radha. You will find in Vrindavan they are glorifying Radharani. They are more interested in worshipping Radharani. Because, however fallen I may be, if some or other I can please Radharani, then it will be very easy for me to understand Krishna. So this is the position of Srimati Radharani. Without her mercy, we can't do anything, because she's the source of everything, because she's the... Even when Krishna... We know Krishna's the supreme thief. He steals the garments of the gopis while they're taking bath. He steals the butter, makkhan, yogurt. He steals the hearts of all the residents of Vrindavan. But Srimati Radharani, he steals the heart of Krishna. She steals the heart. So Radharani is a better thief. A better thief than Krishna. Because she's the source of everything. Without her mercy, we cannot do anything. This is why Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, Amshur Prabhupada said, no, this is her position. She is also supreme. And so because Mahaprabhu came, invented to give the Maha Mantra emanating from Srimati Radharani to everybody, in the material world. So we also have to develop. We have to chant this mantra in the same mood of separation. Because there's four categories of separation, if I can remember them. Purvarag, Man, Vitrapatra, Prena, and Pravas. So Taruna Krishna, he was talking about this the other day in his class, when Krishna was sitting under a tree, in the mood of the word he mentioned in his verse was Pravas. So Krishna was feeling separation under a tree. But he wasn't feeling separation from himself. He was feeling separation from Radharani. How can Krishna feel separation from himself if we... Now, how can we feel separation from... We can't feel separation from ourselves, can we? All of us have got bodily, relatives, mothers, fathers, aunties, brothers and sisters. So sometimes we may feel separation from them. But how can we feel separation from ourselves? We can't. So we should, if we can come, as Ayendra said in one class, he said, if we can come to the platform of Purvarag. Purvarag means desperation for Krishna, for Radha and Krishna to come and serve them. Before meeting, this is before the meeting. Radha and Krishna, Radharani's in Javat, Krishna's in Nandagram, and they're both feeling this purvarag. They're desiring association without seeing each other. So this should be the mood of our chanting the Maha Mantra, emanating from Radharani's lotus mouth. And this is what Mahaprabhu came to give. And was it? Yeah. Which one is that? Where has it gone to? Here it is, yeah. So Mahaprabhu, in one verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he just sums up in one verse the appearance and reason for Sri Chaitanya. Prema rasa narasa kalyate advadana ragmag bhakti loke kashyate purpacharana Rasaka Sheka Krishna Pranam Karuna Ehi Duhi Hetu Hetu Hera Udama Adi Leela 4:15 and 16. The Lord desired to appear, was born for two reasons. He wanted to taste the sweet essence of the mellows of love of God, and he wanted to propagate devotional service in the world on the platform of spontaneous attraction. Thus, he is known as the Supreme Jubilant, and is the most merciful to all. So this is the purpose of Mahaprabhu, to preach Marg Vraganuga Bhakti. All says in here, the gopis had the spontaneous love for the Lord. Now, it seems that this is a very, very, very high level to come to. But within us, I'm just repeating what I've heard from Ayendra Prabhu in his class, he said. But within us, we have the inclination for this Raghunuga Bhakti, this Raghmarg Bhakti. We have the inclination. And she said, just as one has greed for material things, all we have to do is change our inclination from material to spiritual. That's all. And it is based on greed. That's the only qualification to come to this platform. Spiritual greed, nothing else. And the Acharyas say, Vaidhi Bhakti is included in Raghunuga Bhakti. It's not separate. Vaidhi Bhakti is included in Raghunuga Bhakti. First, we come to Vaidhi Bhakti platform. And then we progress according to our greed or lobha. We come to that platform according to our greed or lobha. This has to be there. So then it's up to us individually if we want to attain the supreme goal, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, to serve. Shrimati Radharani and her servitors, which are the Manjaris and the Gopis. This is the goal. And we preach through the Maha Mantra, which is given by Shrimati Radharani, because she's also equally supreme, even more supreme in one sense. Because Krishna isn't... Krishna's a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, and he wants to serve Srimati Radharani. He wants to serve. So there's so many pastimes where he just wants to serve and serve, and he's begging for service. So he's showing us, Krishna's showing how to surrender. He's showing us practically, showing us himself, Sarva Dharma Brit Praja, Mami Kamsa Vam Praja, Hamaranara Prabhyo Moksha Manusacha. He's showing himself. He quotes this verse, but in Vrindavan, He is practically doing it himself. And the last class Keshava Maharaj gave the other Sunday he said one sentence for me, which was the whole class. He said, even Radharani makes Krishna a devotee. So Radharani makes Krishna a devotee. How? Krishna comes as a devotee in the form of Lord Caitanya, who came as a devotee. And how to, and come to show us how to serve. Because in his last years in Jagannath Puri, last 18 years, he was just in the Gambira, feeling deep separation, banging his head against the wall, and his limbs are going into his body and things like that. So Radharani made Krishna a devotee. So similarly, if we want to get Krishna, we have to worship Srimati Radharani, and we have to fill the same separation that the Radha Govinda are feeling. And this could be done by associating with a devotee who is on that level. Who is on that platform. So this association is necessary. So I'll finish there, and I will try to answer questions. If not, if any.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It says in the purport of Srila Prabhupada, he's saying the devotees, they never get involved or study monistic knowledge.
Yeah.
What is that?
That means impersonal knowledge. Yeah. 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 Jnanis generally mean Mayavadis. Yeah. Because everything is one. But we follow the tattva abheda tattva. Everything is one, but simultaneously different.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Maitreya Rishi was a mixed devotee. So how do we understand that, why Vidura is taking information from him? Because we know that Uddhava didn't feel qualified, because he felt that Maitreya Rishi was senior to him. He felt that Vidura was senior to him, so he didn't want to give him instructions. But at the same time, how do we understand that Vidura is taking instructions from Maitreya Rishi? Because usually we are told that we should hear from a pure devotee, and in the purport they said that he's a mixed devotee.
Sometimes it's a question of etiquette, is there? Vaishnav etiquette. So it's like sometimes we hear from a devotee who's on the Madhyam platform. And if there's no Uttama devotee around, we have to hear from a devotee who's on the Madhyam platform. So this is the... Maitreya, He could have been on the level of Madhyam. And so therefore, whatever he says is also bona fide. There's nothing wrong with what he says. Nothing wrong. But he's not advanced as the Uttam. This is why Vidura is taking shelter from him. Because there's three different levels. You know, as we know, there's Kanista, Madhyam, and Uttama. But even then, there's three different levels of them. There's like Kanista, Madhyam Kanista, and Uttama Kanista. And so on and so on. But that's more elaborate, which I can't understand yet. But so it said we have to sometimes we it says, but Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, he used to say one of his quotes, he said It's important that we hear Hari Gita. No, sorry. It's very important that we hear Hari Gita. Then he says, but what is more important, who you hear it from. So nothing, Maitreya Rishi was, as it says, he is a good devotee. So then, so that's not, what he says is probably, what he's writing is nothing wrong. He's just on that level, that's all. So it's okay. He's just nothing wrong with hearing from Maitreya Rishi. That's why he was taking listening him, because he was speaking Hari Gita. Is that okay?
Yeah, so you're saying that when Srila Prabhupada says he's a mixed devotee, it means that
he's mixed with awe and reverence, basically. He's not on the spontaneous platform.
Thank you so much.
Anything else? Okay. Shri Bhagavatam Ki Jai.